You're listening to SBS News.
There's not a lot to pick up, but Syrian refugees don't have very much. So Mahmoud and his brother-in-law Fawaz salvage what they can from what used to be the family home.
If anyone can claim to have been living closest to the explosion in Beirut's port on August the 4th, it's surely the Kenno family from Syria's Aleppo province. They came here in 2013. Ali had a job as a concierge in an apartment block no more than 400 metres from the site of the explosion. The building, which is still standing, is a wreck. All the windows and doors gone, the expensive stone cladding ripped off the side and lying in heaps on the ground. The entrance to the family's flat was round the back here. You can barely get to it now through all the rubble and the broken metal.
Mahmoud wasn't here when the building shook and the masonry came raining down. Fearing the worst, he raced back to find his family.
I thought that I would never see my family again, and on my way from Daura to here, I just, like, the scene was incredibly horrible. So I thought that this was going to be my family's fate as well.
Mahmoud's 16-year-old sister Sidra was already dead. The others, Ali the concierge, his wife Fatma, and 11-year-old Huda, were alive, but only just. Exhausted and broken, the family is nursing its many wounds and grieving for Sidra, already buried far away in the Bekaa Valley, in a plot reserved for Syrian refugees. They found temporary refuge in a rented apartment up in the hills. Huda is lying still on a thin mattress, her broken neck in a brace. She says she remembers watching the fire in the port, seeing the explosion, and then nothing. Her mother, Fatma, has a broken back and leg. Her father, Ali, an ugly scar on the back of his head. He suffered a fractured skull. He's still blind in one eye. With Beirut's hospitals overwhelmed, the family must look after themselves. They have no savings and now no work either. They're spending what little they have on medicine and the apartment. Ali doubts he'll ever make it back to his job.
I don't know. How will I see? How will I recover? I don't know. My head hurts. I lost a daughter. My wife is sick. My other daughter is sick. I can't go back.
On a street back near the ruined port, Syrian refugees clamour for help at an aid station set up by a local charity. With homes damaged and breadwinners gone, their already precarious existence in Lebanon has just become a little harder.
People don't talk about it very much, but Syrians were heavily caught up in the explosion. As many as 60 died. No one really knows how many, because some Syrians were here without papers. Some were living in poor neighborhoods nearby. Others had menial jobs in the port.
Mahmoud and Fawaz are still picking through the wreckage of the old flat. Mahmoud was living and working in Lebanon long before the rest of his family fled Syria. He's always looked after himself. He can't stand this new feeling of helplessness.
I hate it when someone calls me a refugee, when I'm able to work and make money. I have my dignity. I never put out my hand and ask for help. But now, I really need help. My situation is really, really bad. All I'm thinking about is how to get out of here. I hate this country. My sister died here.
When Syrians came to Lebanon, they thought they were at least safe. With that illusion now shattered, some just want to leave.